views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. And I also want to invite you to connect with me after the show. Check out my website at AskSueLondon.com. If there's a certain topic or a specific guest you'd like us to bring on the show, just send me an email or even say hi. Also, when you're at the website, sign up for my free newsletter. Because, folks, when you sign up for that free newsletter, I am going to start sending you weekly videos for 10 weeks that will inspire you. They will give you tools and techniques to help you to create that life that you so desire. So, again, that website is AskSueLondon.com. Now, before we get started tonight, I want to give you some dates to mark in your calendar, because this weekend we've got a big show happening here at Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to be coming to you live from the Northwest Women's Show. And on Sunday, I'm going to be pretty busy. I'm going to be interviewing guests on Sunday, March the 3rd at 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 12 p.m. Pacific. I'll be interviewing Lisa Petty, and we'll be talking about the topic, Listen to Your Body Talk. That's going to be an awesome interview, so I want you to check that out. And then at 3:30 Eastern Time, which is 12:30 Pacific, we have Missy Bystrom with us, and we are going to be talking about creating more time for yourself. So we're going to talk about helping you get healthy and making up some more time for yourself. So what better opportunities do you have on your Sunday afternoon there, folks? Now, Christopher, my friend, how's your week going?
Well, my week's going fine, but I'm actually rebuilding a microphone. The listeners can't tell, but I've got my engineering hat on right now.
You're multitasking, right?
That's right.
And so we got to ask you, how's the exercise going?
Well,
okay, moving on then.
Let's just put it this way. An honest answer is it could be better.
Okay, well, I have to tell you that my husband, Ross, as everyone we've been sharing every week, Ross and I are on a real healing journey of fitness and everything, and Ross came home and got another weigh-in done, and he's lost another 3 pounds, so that is 11 pounds now my wonderful hubby has lost, so that's some inspiration for you all, and for Christopher, for you to go into that gym, not just walk by and wave, okay?
Yeah, I do enjoy waving, though. Everybody thinks it's a friendly thing to do, but it doesn't count. I know.
So I am really, really excited about our guest tonight, I have to tell you, because you'll notice I've gotten better with being so gabby. Is that a good way to say it, Christopher?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Folks, if you've listened to earlier shows, gosh, it's been a while, hasn't Chris? When I would go and see my naturopathic doctor, who we happen to have here tonight, I would go and get my B12 shots, and I would come on the show, and I was quite the motor mouth. Right, Christopher? You always seem to know.
But you know what? I don't even think you need B12. I think it happens anyway. Yeah. I like your motor mouth, though.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, okay. Well, you know what? My special, wonderful doctor is here tonight with us, and he's going to tell you, you know, why I would get talking like I would, and he's going to tell you how shy I am. We pre-rehearsed it, and he's going to tell people why you want to get a B12 shot. Because one of the things that people always ask me is, why do you get a B12 shot? do I need to get one? What's the benefits of it and that? Medical versus, you know, through a natural path. So I wanted to bring on the best of the best today. So we are all going to have a treat. So Christopher, after we have finished this interview, I want you to say, you know, you don't mind me being the way I am. Okay.
Okay. And you know what? I just finished fixing the microphone, so I'm in a good mood now.
Oh, perfect. That's wonderful. Well, let me tell you about this wonderful doctor of mine. Dr. Payam Kiani, he completed his 4 years of naturopathic medical education at the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine after receiving a bachelor's degree in life sciences from McMaster University. He is a past winner of the INM Future Leaders Award and the prestigious Naturopathic Honor Award for his dedication to the naturopathic profession. He has served on the Board of Governors for the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine, as well as on the board of directors for the Canadian Association of Naturopathic Doctors. He is a member of the CAND, the Ontario Association of Naturopathic Doctors, and the Oncology Association of Naturopathic Physicians. He has additional acupuncture training from the Beijing University of Chinese Medicine in China and the National Hospital of Traditional Medicine in Vietnam. Now, Dr. Payam Kiani operates a general family practice at the Core Link Wellness Center in Burlington, Ontario, Canada, and is a clinical supervisor and teaching assistant at the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine. He has a special interest in whole family health, treating chronic diseases, acupuncture, detoxification, chronic diseases, intravenous therapies. And I have to say, I am very proud and very honored to have this man as my own naturopathic doctor. Now, you can learn about Dr. Payam Kiani at his website, KianiND.com. That is spelled KianiND.com. So without any further delay, let's bring on Dr. Kiani. Hello there, my friend.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Okay, first of all, Dr. Kiani, tell everybody how I'm so quiet and so shy. And it's the B12 shot, so make me talk, okay?
Well, we are going to talk about the benefits of B12, and we know that it sure can give you a boost of energy, and maybe that's where all the talking comes from. But I have a feeling, Sue, you were full of energy and life before B12 shots came along. So.
Okay, don't you remember you were supposed to say it's the shots that make me talk?
Right, and I'm very exactly. Quiet. They definitely do give you a boost.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's a question that everyone's been asking me. But before we start, you're an amazing man. I have to brag about you. You have so much knowledge. What got you into being a naturopathic doctor? How did this journey unfold?
Yeah. Well, it's the philosophy of treatment that I really like. Mm-hmm. I've always been interested in medicine. I thought I would, become a conventional doctor. But when I found out about naturopathic medicine and how they treat the whole individual, how they don't just look at eliminating disease but also promoting health, that really drew me to the profession. And so that's one of the many reasons, I guess, I got into it.
Yeah, and folks, you know when someone loves what they do, the passion just exudes from them, and that is what I like about this man. He has the knowledge, and we can share, like I mentioned to you earlier, we can talk about myself, you can talk about me, and I'm very sensitive to energy, different supplements, different things, and this man knows what's right for me, and that's what I really respect about this man and trust this man, and I think that's important when you find a natural path, right?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I thank you for those kind words, Sue, and I would agree. I think it's really important in anything, if you're seeking help for anything, especially your health and your body and your mind, that you connect with somebody who is passionate about what they're doing, and that you get along. And it seems like you and I get along pretty well. And I'm glad to that you've given me the opportunity, and it's an honor to help all my patients. So I thank you for letting me be a part of it.
That's great. Looks like we just lost Sue for a second, so why don't you keep talking about that? We're going to try to get Sue back here really quick.
Well, Well, I hope she heard all that. Yeah, I guess I've been seeing Sue for a few years now, several years. I don't even know. It's been years, that's for sure. And she's gone through quite a health journey, even before I came along. But I've been lucky enough to be a part of the last few years. And I'm sure she's spoken about it on this show before, but she has... she developed Crohn's disease a long time ago, and that's one of the big, that's one condition that can really lead to B12 deficiency. It can really prevent the absorption of B12. So that's one of the reasons we are giving vitamin B12 for Sue. And it, you know, after a couple of weeks goes by, her energy levels get really low, and she gets drained and worn out. So, she comes in for, it takes, you know, a couple minutes, and we do a vitamin B12 injection, and then I think she turns into the motor mouse that she was describing earlier.
Okay, now is this going to be something that will really stick now that you're going to be calling me motor mouse?
Maybe I was going to say maybe just between us, but I guess we're on the radio, so everybody else.
Oh, it's okay. We just have like 5 million people listening to us right now, Dr. Keaney. No, actually, you know what? But honestly, I have to say that it does really give me energy when I get my needle. Now, do you want to share with everyone why I get my needle? I just had a bit of a problem with technology here that I've missed some of the things you said.
I just meant the part that you missed is that's exactly what I did share. I was describing how Crohn's disease can cause, you know, an individual not to absorb vitamin B12. Even if they get it in their diet, they won't absorb it. And after a few weeks, you know, your levels go down, and then that's when you start experiencing some fatigue and lethargy. Sometimes, you know, it's hard to focus. And as soon as you get your vitamin B done, and we do it as an injection for you and for other individuals with, you know, problems absorbing B12, we do it as an injection because if you were to take it orally, which some people may take, it wouldn't get absorbed. So we do it directly right into your system. It's just a quick poke in the arm, and it's over. And it's not painful, is it, right?
No, it's not. No, it's not painful at all. No. It's great. How about we take a commercial break, and then when we come back, let's talk more about, like, the dosage and
the
B12 from the naturopath versus a medical doctor, because I found there was a real difference. I think we have to point that out.
Sure.
Sound good?
Sounds good,
Now, folks, I want to encourage you to call in today. Ask Dr. Keaney your questions. The phone number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Is your life too full of chaos and no calm? In other words, have you ever felt like you just don't have enough time or energy to get everything accomplished? Clutter and interruptions make it difficult to see what you need to truly be doing. Rest assured, there is a solution. Missy Bystrom, owner of The Organized Connection, with over 25 years of experience, will guide and support you with teaching you how to slow down the chaos, clear out the clutter, and implement the calm. Go to theorganizedconnection.com. So you can have that peaceful, productive life you so deserve. Whether it's at home, in your business, or just in your life in general, now is the time to take that step in stopping the chaos. OrganizedConnection.com. Begin living that balanced life that you thought only others could obtain. Just upload this MP3 or CD and listen to it whenever you are able. The words and suggestions are so powerful. Go to TheOrganizedConnection.com. Let your calm and peaceful life be your reality.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Welcome back to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Dr. Payam Kiani. He's my naturopathic doctor. He's the hero that makes me healthy. Today we're talking about having B12 shots. Do you need them? Why? Maybe yes, maybe no. We're talking about other supplements and lots of great stuff for your health. Now, before the break, Dr. Kiani was talking about why I get a B12 shot, and that's because in my past, I used to have Crohn's disease, and I'm missing 3 feet of my intestine where the B12 is absorbed. Now, before we went to break, Dr. Kiani, you were saying about, you know, the injections. I found, until I came to you, I wasn't getting the right B12 shots. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
I can tell you a little bit more about the different forms of vitamin B12. But maybe I should talk before I talk about that. Maybe talk about what vitamin B12 is and what it does in the system. Yeah. It's another B vitamin. You know, we have many different types of B vitamins, but vitamin B12 is particularly important in the building of your red blood cells. So a deficiency of vitamin B12 can cause a couple different types of anemia, and your red blood cells can get destroyed, and then you will experience fatigue because you have low red blood cells. It does a lot of other things in the body as well. It's important for the synthesis of DNA. It's important for the protection of the nervous system, and it helps in metabolism as well. So, we talked about who could get deficient in vitamin B12, and we talked about Sue and her condition, but there's many other conditions as well that could lead to vitamin B12 deficiency.
Can I add to that, just to give people an idea what happened with me personally, why, B12 is so important? I would find, before I was getting B12 shots, that I would be driving, and when I would get, I call it fruit loopy, I couldn't remember. I'd get really tired, I couldn't remember stuff, and I would be driving in our car, and I would come to a traffic light, and I would see it be red or green. And it would be my kids that would say, "Mom, the light is green, go." And then I would look at the light again, and I'd go, "Well, what is that color telling me to do?" And I've been driving for years, but that's how much it would affect me, which is pretty scary. And I know enough, even to this day, if I need to get a shot, I don't drive. I mean, I don't get that bad, but I know, Dr. Kiani, until I came to you, my shots weren't as good as what I have with you because you mix the different things with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think is important. We need to talk about that too, right?
Sure. Yeah. So there are different type of B12 injections, and there is a synthetic type that a lot of medical doctors, if your medical doctor even does that for you, if he tests your B12 and notices that it's low and decides to give you a B12 injection, they'll usually use a form of B12 called cyanocobalamin. So cobalamin is vitamin B12, and it has the reason. Actually, for people who haven't seen B12, it's a beautiful red color. And that's because of the cobalamin. The cobalamin has cobalt in it, and cobalt is a bright red color. But there's three different forms of vitamin B12. There's cyanocobalamin, which is the type most doctors use as an injection. It's a preserved type of vitamin B12. It sits in a vial and, you know, it can stay on the shelf for a long time. And it's basically a vitamin B12 coupled with a cyanide molecule, which... Not the greatest thing to be injecting. I mean, it's not that bad. It's a small amount, and it dissociates, and your body eliminates the cyanide part of it. But why put that there in the first place? And there are two other types of better type of B12. There's methylcobalamin, and there's hydroxycobalamin. And those are the two types that I use more often. And the reason they're better is, you know, it doesn't have the cyanide molecule. And studies have shown that your body retains that B12 better than a cyanocobalamin. You don't filter it out. You don't eliminate it. And your body uses it and metabolizes it better. So I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons it worked better for you, Sue, is you got a better... when you came to my office, I gave you a better form of vitamin B12 that didn't have preservatives in it. And you know, when we do your injection, I do put a few other things in there to support the production of your red blood cells and your metabolism. We put a little bit of folic acid, which is another type of B vitamin, and we also put a little bit of B6, which is really important for your metabolism and can help with mood as well. So
do you put the folic acid in the B6 in everyone's shots, or you just do that specifically for my treatment?
Not everybody. It's, you know, case by case. If it's just a straight B12 deficiency that we're trying to fix in people, then we usually do folic acid in B12. The B6 we add in sometimes because it's good for metabolism, especially of different proteins and carbohydrates, and it's really good in mood, balancing somebody's mood. B6 is really important for creating a balance of certain neurotransmitters in the brain. So why sometimes we include it.
I was going to say, folks, I can tell you that you've been hearing every week that I've been sharing, you know, the journey of my husband Ross and I, you know, building houses and moving and having new grandbabies, and now we got a daughter getting married, and there's a lot of stress with that. So, you know, we'll always go into Dr. Keeney's office and say, okay, load us up on the B6, and having that B6 in the injection, it really does make a difference. It's really powerful stuff. Now, I don't want to scare anybody, but it does burn a bit.
Well, the B6 does. So that's why, and I don't include that for everybody. But folic acid and B12 on its own doesn't burn at all. If you put a little bit of vitamin B6, it's got a bit of a sting to it, but it's not so bad, and it's over real quick.
And now I said, like telling everybody, you know, I get the shots and we know why I get them and my husband gets them. Now, Ross doesn't have a health condition, but he was finding he had symptoms of being tired. So somebody else like that would be in Ross's position. Do you want to share, like, other people like that, why they may want to get a shot, the benefits?
Sure. There are many different reasons why people might be low in vitamin B12. So, you know, B vitamins generally get depleted in times of stress as well. If we're on the run, we're not eating well, we're stressed out, our B vitamin levels can go down and B12 can go down. So maybe, you know, that could help. And maybe that's why it helps in Ross's case, because he's a busy guy. But many other reasons, different medications will cause a deficiency in vitamin B12. So the birth control pill can decrease vitamin B12 levels. Aspirin, even, regular use of these things. Acid blockers, people who are on proton pump inhibitors, you know, if they have acid reflux or what's called GERD, and they're taking acid blockers, that can really decrease the amount of B12 in your system. So other conditions, just old age, you know, as people age, they can't produce the acids and chemicals needed to absorb vitamin B12. So they can, a lot of my older patient population, my geriatric patients, I give them B12 just preventatively. And like yourself, other patients who've had gastric surgery of any kind, they're at risk of B12 deficiency.
Now, I know, like, for me, I get my shot once a week. And, I mean, you and I have talked all the time about my schedule, how busy it is. And now, you know, with going to the gym, working out with a personal trainer twice a week, the plan that you and I have made for my shots is once a week. Now, yeah. Ross has a busy schedule. Ross works with a trainer twice a week as well. Now, he gets his shots every 2 weeks. So what would you say, you know, people are listening and the question they're having is like, well, how often do I get a shot? So what do you say to people?
Well, you know, I would say you need to get assessed by your doctor or your naturopath properly to see, you know, what specific situation you're in and how your body reacts. Not everybody would need B12 as an injection. Not everybody would need it as frequently as once a week. You can get the levels tested in your blood as well. Different things, you know, I mean, different people will have different levels of deficiency. So, for example, a vegetarian, people who are vegetarian, they often have vitamin B12 deficiency because B12 is mostly found in animal products. So meats, fish, dairy, eggs, those sorts of things. If somebody's truly vegan or vegetarian, they might not be getting enough B12, but everybody's a little bit different. Maybe some people are having, they're vegetarian, but they're having eggs, and so they're getting a little bit of B12. Maybe some people are completely vegan and they don't have anything, so they might need B12 more frequently. So I think it's hard to give a blanket statement. I think it could be anywhere from once a week to once every 3 months. You know?
Oh, wow.
Different people. So, you know, that's what the individualized medicine of, you know, especially naturopathic medicine, where it's very personalized and we want to see your situation and your conditions and see if you need an oral version, if you need an injection, and how often you need it. It does vary.
And folks, did I mention, like, we've got the best here with us today. Sorry, I got to brag about you, Dr., you know, Keani, but what I want to do is share with everyone that even if they don't live in our area, they can still work with you.
Yeah.
Because you do phone consultations. Tell them about that, can you?
Absolutely. We can do a lot of things by phone consults or even over Skype if we need to see each other. I have lots of people call in from all over the place, and we basically chat about things over the phone. If I need to get some lab reports, you know, I'll requisition them from your family physician. I can send you forms to, if you're local, I can send you to a local lab, or if you are living out of the country, you might have to go to one of your labs near you, and we could get blood work done and faxed or scanned, emailed over to me, and then we just talk about it.
And so for somebody to work with you, how do they connect with you?
So really easily, they just call our office. They can call our receptionist, or they can go to our website and download our forms. And you can even schedule a request for an appointment straight from our website, or just call the number and set something up with our receptionist.
Okay, now do you want to share with that phone number right now with everybody?
Sure, yeah. The phone number is, we're in Canada. We're in Burlington, Ontario. So the number is 905-592-0095.
The website is
www.kianind.com. So, okay. And there's another website. It's www.corelinkwellness.com.
Perfect. Well, let's take a quick break, because when we come back, we want to cover so much more, and we want to talk also about some other things that you do.
Sure.
But we're not going to give it away, folks. You got to come back after the break. So stay tuned. More healthy tips when we return.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks. Powerful, inspiring. They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, I have Dr. Payam Kiani here with us today, and we are helping you take your health to a higher place. Folks, you may not know this, but if you live in Southern Ontario, Canada, Dr. Payam Kiani is the doctor to see if you want to have intravenous drips. I have the best. That's what I said earlier. I'm honored to say this is my doctor because he's just so awesome. Now, we've talked about the B12 shots, and we've talked about, you know, who needs them and that kind of stuff. Let's talk about intravenous drips, because this is not a thing that is known by too many people. Tell us what intravenous drips are, Dr. Kiani.
Sure. Well, intravenous vitamin drips have recently become popularized, especially in places like California and different celebrities. They talk about getting their vitamin cocktail done intravenously, but it's been around for quite some time. Basically, how we use it in the clinic, we use it for a variety of different things, but what it is, I'll tell you, is it's basically we use a saline solution. So that's a salt water solution, and we mix a bag full of different minerals and vitamins. So it can be all the B vitamins, B1 through 12, vitamin C, calcium, magnesium, all these essential minerals like zinc and copper and manganese. You can mix in a whole cocktail of nutritious vitamins and minerals, and then we introduce it into your system via intravenous. So it takes a little poke in the arm, and then you sit there. We have very comfortable couches. You just sit on the couch and read a magazine or talk to people around you, and you receive this a drip. It drips in drop by drop. It could be anywhere between 30 minutes to an hour, and it just supercharges you. You know, it replaces a lot of the lost electrolytes, minerals, vitamins that you may have depleted for a variety of reasons. You know, we talked about some of the causes of vitamin deficiency in the earlier segment today,
How often would people get that? Would they get that, like, according to what they need, like how we talked about me versus Ross and other people? Is that the same with these drips, that it's according to their particular case?
Yeah, exactly. So it really depends on what we're doing it for. You know, we often use it for people who have digestive problems. So somebody who has a, you know, real flare-up of Crohn's disease or colitis, and or they have some malabsorption syndromes and they're really not getting anything through their nutrition, then we would do it pretty frequently until we got their flare-up under control. But for somebody who is, you know, just run down and, you know, they're getting a lot of colds and their immune system's down and they're just eating on the run, they're not eating really well, we would just do maybe one a week for a few weeks to get them through a difficult time. And then it's not something you would need ongoing unless you really had a digestive problem or you're on the go all the time.
Now, you work a lot with people with cancer. Is it the intravenous drips that you're doing with them? Is that the main treatment you do with people with cancer?
So that's one of the big treatments that we do with individuals with cancer. We do, especially when people are in later stages and they're malnourished and they're not getting enough, maybe through their diet, we can do some of the nutrition drips with them. So we do that. It's a cocktail of vitamins. That cocktail actually has a name. It's called Myers cocktail. Dr. Myers, because he kind of put that together and used it a lot in his clinic. But for cancer, there is another experimental treatment, but it's very safe and very effective. It's super high doses of vitamin C done by intravenous drip.
Would you do that drip instead of somebody having chemo then? Would that replace that?
Yes and no. If there is a chemotherapy that's been shown to be effective, then no, I wouldn't replace it with vitamin C therapy. You know, I tend to support people through their conventional care, which is usually surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. But you can do vitamin C alongside conventional treatments. I often see people who, you know, maybe they've tried chemotherapy and it didn't work, or the chemotherapy that's being offered for them really, it doesn't have a great success rate. So in those cases, I would say preferentially do the vitamin C treatment. It's non-toxic, it doesn't have side effects, and it promotes your health and can control and help manage the cancer. So that's generally, you know, how I'd recommend it for patients. But again, like everything, every case is different and individual, and you know, I need to sit down and evaluate if the situation's right.
And folks, I have to say it again, if you are looking for somebody with knowledge, somebody who is trustworthy and knows their stuff, this man we have on today can help you with that. Folks, you can learn about Dr. Payam Kiani at his website, Kiani ND. And as Dr. Payam Kiani mentioned, you can phone him and have phone consultations so you don't have to just live in that area. We've talked about the intravenous drips. We've talked about B12. March break is coming for a lot of people. And March break means a lot of people are traveling. What I know, when Ross and I were going on our Caribbean cruise in November, this past November, we're going again this year, by the way. I don't know if I told you that. But you and I had talked.
Take me with you.
You want to come? Sure, I'll bring you along. we had talked about the supplement, the products that you wanted me to take. Do you want to talk about that too?
Sure, because, you know, it does tie in to a lot of what we're talking about. People going on these vacations, and sometimes they go to, you know, hot destinations, and one of the common things that happens is you eat something that may have been contaminated, or you pick up a bug, and, you know, you're sitting on the bathroom with really bad diarrhea, really bad nausea and vomiting, and it can really ruin a trip, and it can really persist until after you come back from your trip. So, you know, it doesn't happen. I hope it only happens to a minority of people, but I'm sure there are people out there listening who said, oh my gosh, I went to Mexico, or I went wherever, Cuba or somewhere, and they got sick. So a couple of the therapies that we offer, one is that intravenous vitamin therapy that we're talking about. You know, if you have a bad bout, whether you're abroad or you know, you get sick while you're here, and you're totally, you know, that kind of severe diarrhea and vomiting causes dehydration. You're not absorbing anything that you're eating. You can feel just tired and worn out and, you know, rotten. So getting an intravenous drip, a Myers cocktail, you know, it totally bypasses the digestive system and it gets nutrients into you right away. You immediately feel better. I'm talking while you're still in the office, you'll feel more energetic and, you know, you get your hydration back because, you know, there are electrolytes and fluids that we introduce. But the other thing that, and I think this is what you were referring to earlier, are different supplements to prevent stomach bugs while you're in this, at your destination, you know, if you're on a cruise or in Mexico or wherever it is. And what I like to recommend is a variety of different probiotics, different type of good bacteria for your digestive system. Now, one that I'm not going to talk much about because a lot of people know about it is Acidophilus. That's the good kind of bacteria you find in yogurt and so on. One that people know less about is a probiotic called Saccharomyces boulardii. We call it Sacro-B for short. That's a type of probiotic that has been shown to really work for people who get traveler's diarrhea, or if they're on antibiotics and they get diarrhea. Saccharomyces boulardii really, really works well, and I could talk about it for a long time. I don't think we have
that's
a lot
the one
of time.
That you had Ross and I take, wasn't it?
That's the one. So you can take it prophylactically or preventatively. If you go on a trip, just take in one capsule of it a day. Just to prevent if you have any kind of, if you come in contact with any bugs and those bugs feel like they want to live in your digestive system and cause problems, the Saccharomyces boulardii can really help fight those off and increase the immune system in your digestive tract.
And you had us start them just before we went on the trip, too.
Yeah, and, just before you
And
go.
We had no problems. We had no problems, folks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, one more thing, because we're almost out of time, but I found this was really interesting when you taught us this. When you travel about jet lag.
Sorry?
Melatonin. When you had taught us about traveling and how to prevent
So I'll try to be as brief because I know we're running out of time. Melatonin, it's a really popularized natural supplement. People know about it for sleep. They use it to help them sleep. But what it actually was first studied for was for helping regulate sleep, not just put you to sleep. So people with jet lag, when they change time zones, their brain is thinking one thing, but their body's in a whole new time zone. So they often have difficulty falling asleep, and then they get tired, and they experience typical jet lag. But melatonin, you can get it right over the counter. It's a very safe, natural supplement. And what I tell people when they are changing time zones and they want to prevent jet lag is, you know, force yourself to stay awake until the time it's time to sleep in the new time zone that you're in. And then just before you go to sleep, you can take anywhere between 1 to 3 milligrams of melatonin, and it will help reset your clock, reset your sleep clock to the new place that you're at.
And it works for us. Yeah, it really helps us.
Yeah, and I say just do that for 3 nights in a row while you're there, and it should help reset your clock. And do the same thing when you come back home, when you come back to your time zone at home. I should mention, though, melatonin, for a small population of people, melatonin, I would say maybe 10% of people, melatonin does have the opposite effect. It can keep you awake. It can give you vivid dreams. So I would say, you know, consult your naturopathic doctor, consult your medical doctor before you decide to try any melatonin out.
Good. Well, you're such a wealth of knowledge, and I am so glad that you were here to put my producer straight on the effects of B12 for everybody.
Well, I'm glad to have been invited, and I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak today.
Well, you are very special, my friend, that's for sure. And I will see you tomorrow in your office for my dose. Folks, I want everyone to know again, go to KianiND.com and connect with Dr. Kiani and have a consultation either in his office or through the phone. Amazing man.
And, folks, and for more tips,
go ahead.
We also have, if, for more tips, we also have a Facebook page and we have a Twitter account, so you can follow us at Kiani Naturopath at Facebook and Kiani Naturopathic on Twitter.
Perfect. Well, guys, great knowledge here from this man. You've got to connect with him. Dr. Kiani, I love you, my friend. I will see you tomorrow.
The feeling's mutual, and you know, you're making me blush. You just can't tell because we're on radio here. But again, thank you, and I'm glad I can help out.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to take a break, folks, and then when we come back, I'm going to give you some inspiration. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get ready for intentional living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, tonight my guest, Dr. Payam Kiani, gave you lots of great information to improve your health through various supplements. Now, what I want to do is I want to take this time now and I want to inspire you to work on your emotional health. As you know, you've heard us talking during the show that years ago I struggled with having Crohn's disease. And I have to tell you, folks, that by having that disease, it was such a growing experience for me because, you know, it taught me so much about myself. I learned that disease is not only physical, but it's also emotional. Now, what I learned was that the root of everything that we have happened is got an emotional root. And one of the things that I learned was that with having Crohn's disease, the emotional root behind that was fear. And I have to tell you, I am not hiding it. I am so open to y'all that I was the biggest fearful person there was on this planet. I was fearful, and I'm saying was, I was fearful of success. I was fearful of the unknown. I was fearful of being in the center of attention. Anything around fear. I can remember being in school, folks, raising my hand. The teacher would ask for attendance, and I thought I'd throw up just to say here. That's how fearful I was. So here, I'm full of fear as a young child, and as I was growing, I ended up having that fear turning into a dis-ease. Now, when I was in the hospital, the first trip in the hospital, I had this lady give me a great gift. And the book that she gave me, it was a book, and it was called You Can Heal Your Life by Louise L. Hay. And in this book, it talks about all of the conditions, the physical conditions, illnesses, and the emotional reason behind it. It's an awesome book, and I really recommend that you all check that out, because once you learn what the root emotional issue is behind your physical condition, it really helps you to become aware and really start your healing process. So to learn more about your emotional root, again, the name of the book is You Can Heal Your Life by Louise L. Hay, and she's with Hay House Publishing. Amazing, amazing book. Now, what I also want to do is talk, when we had Dr. Kiani on, we were talking about cancer, and Louise L. Hay herself actually had cancer herself. And in the book, she talks about the emotional meaning behind that disease. And I want to share that with you now, and you'll see where I'm going with this. So the reason behind the emotional connection, reason for cancer, according to Louise, is here it is. It is deep hurt, long-standing resentment, deep secret or grief eating away at the self, carrying hatreds, the attitude of what's the use. Now, here's this condition, cancer. Here's this condition, fear. I want to give you now a little tool that you can do to release your emotional negativity, okay? I've told you about this before, but it is so powerful, I want to share it again here at this time. The technique that you do to release your negative emotions is writing a total truth letter. Now, you've heard me, like I said, mention it before. It is a very powerful, energetic technique. So here's what you do, okay? You look at maybe someone going to the cancer you have deep hurt with. You have resentment against them. You are having grief, hatred, whatever that emotion is. So you would write the person a letter. You'd start off by, dear so-and-so. And you can write this letter, by the way, to someone who is here living and who has passed over on the other side. You are totally safe writing this letter because you're not going to mail it. You're going to do it for your own purposes. You're going to write it out. You're going to put all those words you were taught as a child, you know, never say, but you're allowed to say them. You're safe in this letter because you're not sharing this letter with anyone. And what you're going to do is you're going to put it all in there, you're going to write it all out, you're going to sign it, and then what you're going to do is you're going to tear it up right away or you're going to burn it. Very, very important, because the process of burning it or tearing it up right away is the process of letting go. Okay, that's very, very important to do that. You don't want to share this with anybody for obvious reasons, and it's only for your privacy, so you do it in a quiet space when you're alone. You can find after you do this release, you will experience some possible feelings of letting go. You may have toxins that you might be releasing, so you may have a little bit of a headache. You may feel very tired. You may feel energized. If this happens, just drink water, rest, honor your body. Now, what happens is you can write a letter, you can feel great, and all of a sudden more feelings can come up, a week, month, couple months, so then you write another letter. And how this process works, folks, is it's like an onion. You start off and you write a letter, so you peel a layer. Then another, you know, issue comes up, so you write your letter, you clear that, and then you peel another layer. When I discovered that my first husband had a girlfriend for 14 of the 16 years of our marriage, I had a lot of negative thoughts. I'm being honest with you. And I ended up writing that man 39 letters by the time that I had gotten it all out of me. So there's no, you know, set number you'll write. You might write, maybe just write one. You might write more. But just know that you will know when you don't have to write anymore. So that technique is called writing a total truth letter. Very, very, very powerful stuff to do. Now, folks, when you become aware of how your emotions affect your health, you can begin the process of making positive changes in your life and in your health. And let me tell you firsthand, it is so worth it for you to do. And you do not want to be in that place that I was years ago when a doctor said to me, you have 30 minutes to live. So on that note, I want to share with you that sign up for my newsletter because I'm offering coaching and healing group sessions starting later this month, or actually we're almost March, starting tomorrow. Sign up for the newsletter. You'll see the details will come about that. And I've also got a membership coaching. I also have a 6-week Detox Your Life group coaching coming. And then on March the 12th at 7 p.m., I'll be doing a Wealth of Health complimentary call. If you go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, you'll see all those details there to sign up for that. Now, if you're looking for inspirational reading, check out my website, AskSueLondon.com, the books area. You'll see my personal story, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life, and my children's books in the Rocky's Journey series. Wonderful stories that are based on my true experience with my dog, Rocky. So So that's it for tonight, folks. I want to thank my guest, Dr. Payam Kiani, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Next week on the show, we have my personal trainer here, Paul Hudson, and we're going to talk about exercise. And we got a double dose of inspiration from me next week. I will be on From the Heart Radio, hosting that show Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern with my guest, actress Mary McDonough, also known as Erin from the Waltons. And then we will be back this weekend. So on behalf of Dr. Payam Kiani, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings, and we look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.